51-44, Wisconsin. John Tanjay, productive years at Colorado State, medical redshirt last year at Missouri. And a big find through the transfer portal for the Wisconsin Badgers. First free throw for Tanjay is good. And Jack Janicki will come in for Klesman. So Greg Gard getting Max out of there for the final 66 seconds of the half. Remember, Max has two fouls.
And I was just sitting here wondering the same thing. When is he going to get out? When is he going to get out of there? Because you're looking at two possessions, realistically, maybe three.
Second free throw for Tanjay is sweet. That is 53-44 Wisconsin with 105 left in the first half. Jaden Bradley, he has 16 in the first half. Driving on McGee in the lane. Little Euro step ball knocked away by McGee, and it goes out of bounds. Good recovery from Kamari McGee. 58.1 left in the half, 22 on the Arizona shot clock. 53-44 Wisconsin. The Badgers have not trailed in this first half. Bradley baseline left. Inbounds to Caleb Love. Left wing. Bangs off the rim, no good. McGee, the rebound, and he's flying out of bounds. He spiked it off of Trey Townsend. Another hustle play from Kamari McGee. Wisconsin gets it back with 53.6 left in the first half.
That's what Kamari does such a great job of.
No backcourt press from Arizona now as McGee will bring it up uncontested. 50 seconds left in the half. 9-point lead, Wisconsin. McGee, top of the circle, loops around a ball screen from Crowell, loops it to Amos, three in the air, left of the circle, off the rim, no good, rebound Caleb Love of Arizona with 39 seconds left of the half. Bradley between the arcs, 35 seconds to play in the half, Badgers up 9, Bradley off the Iwaka screen, moves to his right off the screen again, right lean line, pushed it up, missed, but a foul. Is again Jaden Bradley. We talked about Tanjay getting to the foul line. That's a big foul there on Kamari McGee, that is his third. Jaden Bradley, who's 5 of 5 at the foul line. We'll go right back there with 29 seconds left in the half.
And you're going to see Greg put in Max and John Blackwell because right now with 29 on the clock, you should run this down. And you're only going to have one offensive possession.
Bradley missed the free throw.
And whatever Wisconsin's going to run there, they're going to go with it with about
take it down.
8 seconds left is when they're getting to their set.
Be interesting to see how Arizona approaches this defensively. 53-44 Wisconsin with 29 seconds left in the half. Jaden Bradley missed free throw, his first misfire at the foul line. Second attempt on the way, and that's no good. Rebound Tanjay. Shot clock dark. Down to 25 seconds left in the half. Greg Gard saying slow it down. Klesman walks it across the midstripe on the left side with 18 seconds left in the half. Del Orso playing off of Klesman. Max right hand hip high dribble down to 13 seconds left in the half. Crowd creeping up the set of high screen. 10 seconds left. Max will use it. It's hedged by Iwaka. Xavier Amos for three right of the circle. No, but a foul with 4.9 left in the half. Three shot foul coming up for Xavier Amos. Trey Townsend picking up his second foul. So Amos, three first half points for him, hit a triple. He had 10 and 6 on Sunday against Appalachian State.
And you've got to give Wisconsin a bunch of credit here in this first half. 26 free throw attempts they'll take. 26.
Yeah.
Talk about just continuing to attack. Continuing to attack. That's what they did.
First free throw is good for Amos. Yeah, Arizona has one more made field goal than Wisconsin. Second free throw, Xavier. That'll roll in for him. Now Janicki and Cameron Hunter will come in. Klesman and Blackwell will sit down. 4.9 seconds left in the half. 55-44 Wisconsin. Xavier Amos hit the first two free throws. He has one more coming. Junior out of Chicago, the transfer from Northern Illinois. Free throw on the way, and he missed that one. Love the rebound with 4 seconds. Love with three, with two. Love across half court, three in the air, straight on, missed it short. And the Badgers go into the locker room up by 11 at the half. They led by as many as 18. Arizona had a run. But the Badgers, on the strength of going 23 of 26 at the foul line, lead it at the break. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Rail Transport, offering exceptional transportation services. truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. At the half, Wisconsin 55, Arizona 44. We're back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Resentment. Unresolved hurt and anger is a disease that kills more people each year than cancer. The cure is forgiveness. If you're carrying a heavy load of hurt and anger, forgiveness is the key to healing your head and your heart. UW-Madison professor and founder of the International Forgiveness Institute, Dr. Bob Enright, invites you to visit his website. Learn why to forgive and how to forgive. Learn about the peacemaking power of putting forgiveness inside of you. Visit internationalforgiveness.com.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Halftime at the Kohl Center, Wisconsin 55, Arizona 44. John Tanjay with 20 points leading the way for Wisconsin. Jaden Bradley has 16 for the Arizona Wildcats. Coming up, our halftime conversation presented by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. We'll get Max Klesman's perspective of those final four teams. Young fellow, was a big fan early in life. We'll hear from Max coming up next. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Hey Badger fans, basketball season is here and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Finding the right gift is getting tougher than ever. And who's got the time? That's why more people are shopping online every year. But where do you start? How about the taste of the holidays, Usinger's famous sausage? If you've ever received a Usinger gift box, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They ship anywhere in the continental U.S., and they come in a variety of prices and styles. Go ahead, be a holiday hero, the one who sends the perfect gift. Visit Usinger.com. That's Usinger.com, or Google Milwaukee's famous sausage.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is currently hiring correctional officers with a starting pay of over $33 per hour, plus scheduled increases and plenty of advancement opportunities. Plus, hourly rates increase for those hired for medium and maximum security positions. To learn more and apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
We'll be right back.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
It's time for our halftime conversation on a night when Bo Ryan and the Wisconsin basketball back-to-back Final Four teams are recognized. We thought we would get a current player's perspective. Of course, Max Klesmit was a really young dude when those teams were making magic a decade ago. But you better believe he remembers where he was when it all took place.
So it's crazy. I remember for the Arizona game, I was at the like 8th or 7th grade state basketball tournament. Everybody's in the cafeteria. Can't remember what city it was in, but we're all in the cafeteria watching it on the projector. They got it put up on the wall. And then the Duke and Kentucky game, I was in a hotel again for another AAU tournament, watching with all my AAU teammates. And it was just a little local team, so we were looking up to everybody on the Badgers like they were the Space Jam Monstars. And but no, it's awesome. Those are the things, like, as a little kid you can appreciate, and then looking back at it now is like, wow, you know, you'd make your younger self proud, and you're just super grateful to be a part of this culture, this program, and, you know, to be able to say you were part of something that was way bigger than yourself. So I'm glad it kind of led me back here.
We'll have more of our halftime chat presented by American Family Insurance in just a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
They've been rocking audiences for decades. It's Foghat. Performing live November 30th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells.
I just want to make...
With special guest, The Empty Pockets. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster. Legendary rock band Foghat. Live in concert November 30th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Must be 21 to attend concert.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Hi, Mark and Sarah Tauscher here. We are teaming up with American Family Insurance for yet another season of giving.
Together, we're raising funds for American Family Children's Hospital Virtual Toy Drive. Every dollar goes towards purchasing therapeutic play supplies for pediatric patients.
This year, American Family Insurance is matching all donations up to $50,000. So help us support this critical program for children and their families.
Let's gift joy, lift spirits, and deliver happiness.
Learn more at amfamforkids.org.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
We continue with our visit with Max Klesmit, who remembers those Final Four teams. And through the years, especially with his time now being a Wisconsin Badger, he's gotten to know some of those guys, specifically Zach Showalter and Josh Gosser.
I would say those are the two guys, like Showy and Josh Gosser, that being who I've kind of been in contact with and learned a lot of things from, and, you know, get to hear their side and how special this place truly is from when they were here, and, you know, how much it still means to them now. Even though they're not playing here. I think, you know, Josh Gosser's got a little kid that's running around shooting the basketball, and Josh Gosser's telling his son to look at me like I'm Ray Allen or something. I'm like, do you even know how good your dad was? Like, he was something else. He was crazy. But, no, it's awesome. Like, having the in-state guys still that went to high school here. It was just like 2 weeks ago I was looking up Zach Showalter's dunk here he had at state his senior year to start off the champion. I mean, it was crazy. Like, all those little things just kind of make you appreciate everything a little bit more. But, no, being able to, you know, kind of talk to those two. I got to talk to Showy a little bit more at Coach Moore's documentary that we had watched. So it's been really nice. Everybody kind of, you know, trickles back here eventually, and you get to tell stories, talk about what it's like now and the differences, and, you know, hear how it was for them. But it's great anytime you get to run into those guys.
That is our halftime conversation. Stay with us. We'll check out some of our first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
At Jones Dairy Farm, we've been making breakfast better since 1889 from our hometown of Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin. We're a seventh-generation, family-owned and operated maker of all-natural breakfast sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger. I'm Philip Jones, CEO and sixth generation Jones. And it's a family tradition to use only high quality ingredients and a signature spice blend that you can taste in every bite. Try Jones, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And go Badgers!
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Take a quick check at the first half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Wisconsin 13 of 26 for the field, 6 of 13 from 3, and a real eye-popping 23 of 26 at the foul line. We're at halftime, folks. 23 of 26 at the foul line. Arizona 14 of 35 for the floor, 4 of 13 from the arc, 12 of 17 at the free throw line. Rebounds, Arizona is sitting here at a plus 7. Offensive boards, 8-1 Arizona, 10-2 Arizona in second chance points. Badgers turned it over just 4 times, 6 for Arizona. The Badgers with 9 dimes, Arizona with 5 assists in the first half. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Bo Ryan's name on the banner up in the rafters. We'll play some of his speech on our postgame show at the half here in Madison. Wisconsin 55, Arizona 44. This is the halftime report brought to you by Culver's. The second half is next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
At the half, 55-44, Wisconsin leading Arizona. Because of the format of these broadcasts, we couldn't pick up Bo's speech. We did record it, though, so we'll play some of that in our postgame show. I'm sure it'll be up in social media as well, as his name rightfully is on a banner and up in the rafters. And
Once they get all of that situated, he's up the rafters as you look at the scores table above it and to the right. The rafters for Mr. Kaminsky, Mr. Finley, and Mr. Nicholas. Well to our left if you're looking at the scores table here at the Kohl Center. They'll for tonight, they needed it where it is, and they'll get it up there with the other three fellas. And he did make mention of Devin Harris. I'm thinking he might be in line for one of those little banners here. Now, cool, but it's been a great night. Been a free throw fest in the first half.
But a great, for Wisconsin, yes. Man, that's exactly what you need. Yep. You're up by 11. If you said you're up at 11 in the first half, you're thrilled. They've answered those questions. We talked about what they need to do, transition defense. They've done that. The rebounding, not so much.
But you figure that in a way. I mean, you don't like it, but Arizona's so good on the glass.
So good. And again, when you look at what they've done, offensive rebounds, 8 of them, you know there's areas to clean up, but you're up 11. And now, again, you got through the wave of the emotion. You've done all that you need to do. You got 20 minutes in front of you. This group has 20 minutes in front of them to make their first statement of the year.
You have a host of players with multiple fouls. Those with three for Wisconsin are Kamari McGee and Carter Gilmore. Xavier Amos with two, Max Klesmet with two, Blackwell and Winter each with two. For Arizona, KJ Lewis has three, Caleb Love with two, Bryant with two, Vassar with two, Krivas with two, Trey Townsend with two. A lot of fouling in the first half. Second half underway. Arizona the first touch, moving to our left. And it's Jaden Bradley out front on the dribble against Max Klesmet, and now they wrap it along the perimeter, left side for KJ Lewis. Turns it to Bradley, left of the wheel. Operates on Klesmet, drives the lane, pushed it up, missed it off the right side. Iron tipped back up and in. And that's Jaden Bradley, who now has 18.
We're talking about cleaning up the offensive boards. There's an example of Arizona getting one.
55-46 Wisconsin. Badgers move to our right to the second half. Here's Crowell against Krivas. Single coverage, left of the paint. Crowell starts to back, mid post left, backing. Got to duck in, now kicks it to Tanjay. He'll try a three, right of the circle, no good. Offensive rebound, Stephen Crowell. Moves off to Blackwell on the left wing against Lewis. See if they can get the fourth on him. Blackwell backing him in. Turns, pumps, up, low on the right, off the glass and rim, no good. Krivas the rebound, and it was Blackwell reaching in. And that's three on John Blackwell.
That's a big one, Matt. You missed the layup. That was a good move. Just misses the layup, and then you get the cheap foul. So that's a tough one.
It is. Blackwell needs to sit. Jack Janicki, who scored 5 points, had an assist in the first half. Over 6 minutes of playing time, and they may need some considerable minutes here from Janicki, the redshirt freshman in the second half. Janicki guarding Jaden Bradley right now. And a foul on Janicki, way outside right. That's the first on the redshirt freshman, Jack Janicki, out of White Bear Lake, Minnesota.
And Arizona got a lot of fouls in that first half because they played with their hands a good amount of time. That's right there. Janicki does the same thing, and that's that. You can tell that's what the officials are looking for.
Bradley, base or sideline right, inbounds to Trey Townsend. He'll hand it to K.J. Lewis. Tanjay defending Lewis. Lewis right-hand dribble. He'll throw to Bradley high on the right. Bounces it into Townsend. Backing on Winter. Right block up. Got it. Count it. And a foul. And one for Trey Townsend. Foul on Winter is his third.
I thought Nolan was pretty straight up and down there. However, if you're Townsend, when you play in the post and you're an undersized post and you play, this is some of those fouls you get. You spin, place through the shoulder.
Trey Townsend with 9 points. Arizona within seven. Carter Gilmore ready to come in for Wisconsin. Free throw is good for Townsend. It's a 6-point game. Gilmore in, Winter out, 55-49. The Badgers with 18:44 remaining. So you got Gilmore, Janicki, Klesmet, Tanjay, and Crowell. And Jack Janicki will bring it up the floor for the Badgers. Janicki against K.J. Lewis. Janicki with a flip for Gilmore between the arcs. And his pass for Klesmet, stolen by Love, down the lane, and he spikes it with the right hand. And Arizona's within four. A minute and a half gone by in the second half. As the Wildcats have come out popping. Crowell throwing to Tanjay. Right of the circle. He'll try a three. Good. Much needed from John Tanjay. 58-51 Wisconsin.
He's been so good tonight.
Here's Krivas low on the right. One pump up over Crowell, and it will dance in for Mo Krivas. He has four. 58-53 Wisconsin. Here's Max Klesman outside right. High screen Crowell. A throw to Gilmore. Quarter. Picked up the dribble left wing. He'll toss it out to Tanjay. Here's to Crowell. Top of the circle. He'll send to Klesman. Max lifts it into Crowell. Right block. Cut off by Krivas. Backing is Crowell. Spins baseline. Reverse layup. Yes, sir. Steven Crowell with some nimble work. 60-53, Wisconsin. Bradley goes into Krivas. He's against Crowell. A double from Gilmore. Jump hook right hand, no good. Crowell the rebound. Badgers up seven, back on offense. Jack Janicki to the front court, throwing a Crowell between the circles. 2:40 gone by, second half. Crowell getting him organized out between the arcs. Throwing to Janicki. He'll flip a three left side, and that's an air ball over everything, and the rebound of Trey Townsend.
Ball's got to move more on the offensive end, Matt.
Caleb Love throwing to Townsend, top of the circle. Townsend against Carter Gilmore. A pass for K.J. Lewis, left of the lane. Curls inside, reverse layup. It is good. K.J. Lewis with five, 60-55 Wisconsin. 3:10 gone by second half.
Scott still can get the threes. He still can get it, but the ball's got to move. Arizona doesn't want to guard for that long.
Max Klesman throwing to Crowell. Turned down the three there as Kriva started to close. Janicki. Going to Gilmore, flips it to Klesman, baseline left, into a double, whips it to Janicki, open three, right pocket, nailed it.
But that's what happens when you break the paint. Break the paint, that's when you get your threes.
Second triple for Janicki, 8-point lead Wisconsin. Here's Townsend, low on the left, up right hand, good.
Oh, we got a great college basketball game going on right now.
Yeah,
that's what we've got.
63-57 Wisconsin, 16-14 remaining. Carter Gilmore. Feeds Klesman. Max with a pass for Crowell. Hands off to Tanjay. Turns it in the lane. Oh, slip the pass to Crowell. Low on the right. Layup good. What a pass into Steven Crowell. 65-57 Wisconsin. 4 minutes gone, second half. Krivas back out to Lewis. Baseline right. Leaning shot up. No good. Tipped up. Yes. Mo Krivas with six. And Trey Townsend is down and shaken up. As we will have the under 16 media timeout. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Together, there's nothing as powerful as the power of us. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. 15:47 remaining, Wisconsin 65, Arizona 59. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
At Jones Dairy Farm, we've been making breakfast better since 1889 from our hometown of Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin. We're a seventh-generation, family-owned and operated maker of all-natural breakfast sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger. I'm Philip Jones, CEO and sixth generation Jones. And it's a family tradition to use only high quality ingredients and a signature spice blend that you can taste in every bite. Try Jones, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And go Badgers!
Why? Why take a chance? Why risk a mistake? Why say something? We all have reasons why we choose to ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right. The word why can either paralyze us or empower us to stand up and protect what we love. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my family.
I see safe for my friends.
I see safe for my students.
We see safe for each other.
I see safe because all of this matters.
We all have something worth protecting. A why that unifies this community we're all a part of. So protect your everyday. Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt Nair on air.
Trey Townsend came down awkwardly on the drive, went back toward the locker room area, but he's back on the bench now for Arizona and it appears to be okay. We have 15:47 remaining, 65-59 Wisconsin leading Arizona. Matthews have hit 4 of their last 5 from the floor. The Wildcats, 7 of their last 9. Wiseman picked up in the backcourt by Caleb Love. Backs across the midstripe on the right side. Bounces to Crowd. Rivas is on him. Crowd gives it up to Xavier Amos. Turns it to Klesmet. Feeds Jack Janicki. Rotates to Amos. He's with Henry Vassar. So the pair of 7-footers out there for Arizona. Crowd left of the wheel. Shot clock is at 7. Here's Tanjay to the line. Down the lane. And the ball knocked loose. Out of bounds off the leg of Tanjay. It'll belong to Arizona off the turnover. Say the pair of 7-footers. Privas is 7-2. Vassar at even 7.
And John's done such a good job at getting to that paint. I don't have a problem with that drive. Just come off of 2. Play off of 2 feet.
15-15 remaining. 6-point lead, Wisconsin. Caleb Love off the Privas screen. Now Privas has it. Hands to Lewis. Right lane line. Scoops it up and in with the right hand. K.J. Lewis pulls Arizona within 4. 65-61, Wisconsin. And in the backcourt, Love with a careless foul on Klesmet, trying to get into him. But that's now 3 on Caleb Love. Toby Iwaka will come back in for Arizona. Privas comes out.
And defensively, Wisconsin needs to tighten up a little bit more. Wisconsin or Arizona is getting to that rim more than they should be.
Crowell out, Nolden Winter back in. Anthony Del Orso will come in for Caleb Love. 15:02 remaining. Wisconsin 65, Arizona 61. Here comes Klesmet for the Badgers. Klesmet takes the dribble to the left sideline. Front of the Wisconsin bench, high screen, Winter slips it in, screen and roll. Winter low on the left, up right hand, over everything, no good. Altered by Vassar, and here comes Lewis the other way for Arizona. Lewis throwing to Tobey Iwaka, top of the arc. A pass for Jaden Bradley, splits two defenders, down the lane, swoops to the rim, throws up a tough shot, banked it, missed it, rebound, Iwaka with the rebound and the putback, Arizona within 2.
This group for Wisconsin needs to rebound the basketball. No Stephen Crawford. They've got to go get it.
Here's Amos driving the lane to the rim. Wild shot, no good. Rebound, Vassar. And now Arizona can tie it or take the lead with a long shot. Here's Lewis outside right. 65-63, Wisconsin. Lewis left of the lane, goes to the rim, and this game is tied.
And Wisconsin needs to tighten up that defense. Yeah. We talked a lot about, but they're getting to the rim too easy now in the second half. And
Greg Gard will use a timeout as Arizona, down by as many as 18 in the first half, 11 at the break. With the Wildcats on an 8-point run, this game is tied, and we've got a timeout at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. 14:06 remaining, Wisconsin 65, Arizona 65. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Get everything you need for your next project at Menards. No matter your style, Shaw has a vinyl plank flooring option for you. It's durable, easy to install, and even easier to maintain. Plus, it's waterproof, making it perfect for any room in your home. Save big money on Shaw vinyl plank flooring. And check out the weekly flyer for all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
I am Rosario Dawson. Cancer is one journey no one should take on alone. And Stand Up to Cancer wants to make sure no one has to. We bring together the best scientists and doctors to help accelerate the development of more effective treatments. And with the support of individuals like you, more patients will see that even though cancer may interrupt the journey, it doesn't have to determine the destination. Join us and let's go further together. together. Learn more at standuptocancer.org/AA.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Chuck Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the best place for grown-up entertainment, games, and fun times. Your odds are better here. 14:06 remaining. Arizona with an 8-point run has now tied Wisconsin at 65.
Hey, look at points in the paint, 38 for Arizona to Wisconsin's 18. Ooh. You've got it. That's what I'm talking about, tidying it up defensively. Yeah, can't let them get to that paint and drive. And
they are driving it. Here's Kamari McGee throwing to Xavier Amos. He'll scoop it to Klesman off the Amos screen. Whistle off the ball as Vassar sending Nolan Winter to the floor there in the painted area. Henry Vassar, the 7-footer, with his third foul.
And the adjustment is players right now, the officials aren't calling the drive to the basket. They're let on both sides. Yeah. So no, your drive is still there, but play off of 2 feet. Don't leave them.
McGee looking to inbound, nothing available, and they had to burn a timeout. And that is a moment you circle there. His Badger coach is not real happy. I think there was a little clutching there going
was
on little, there.
And I think there was on Nolan. Yeah. Now, that's where Nolan, though, being young still, understand you have to get into the defender that's all over you with your hip. That way that outlet is up over the top. Use your height on that situation, but it starts with the seal on the hip.
Yep.
And he did. He tried to dance with him. I haven't seen him on the dance floor, but I don't think it's good.
Probably not real
so
pretty.
Maybe that's why the inbound didn't work. So stop the dancing, Nolan. Just get off the dance floor in general. But that's where that hip comes in, such a big part of it.
Well, something to keep in mind here, too, with 13:58 remaining. You know, Greg Gard had just called a timeout a moment ago. So the Badgers have one timeout available. 13:58 remaining. Wisconsin and Arizona tied at 65.
And right now, K.J. Lewis is sitting there talking to the official, saying, no, I have my arm bar there. He knows that what he was doing was a foul.
Kamari McGee, baseline right, looking, still looking. Got to throw it in there to Blackwell and overshot him. Out of bounds. Lewis was defending Blackwell, and it'll be Arizona ball. So the Badgers with a world of trouble just getting the ball inbounds.
But what did John do there? Same thing. Same. Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit farther out, but create the seal.
Yep.
So that the over-the-top throw is there. That way, if they get it, they got to go through your body and foul you.
So he has three fouls on him. You think I got into his head
a little bit there?
Here's Jaden Bradley right of the lane. Stops in the lane line. Walked with the ball. Turnover, Arizona. The seventh miscue for the Wildcats tonight. Badgers guilty of six turnovers. 13:48 remaining. We stay tied at 65. Kamari McGee moves off to Xavier Amos. A pass for Blackwell. Sends to Crowell. Rotates to Klesman. Max left-hand dribble. Into the lane. Slips it into Blackwell. Low on the left. Layup good. Blackwell from Klesman. 67-65 Wisconsin. 13:30 to play at the Kohl Center. Jaden Bradley out front off the Vassar screen. Now Del Orso using a Vassar screen. Top of the arc. Whistle off the ball. And a foul called.
They called 3 seconds.
They did three. Yeah, you're right. Three second violation.
Talk about a call you're not going to see lot this year.
I was just going to say, we'll see that maybe one or two times more the rest of the season. 3 second violation. 13:20 remaining. Badgers on offense up two. Blackwell outside left. Wants a screen. Now drives. Baseline left. Two Wildcats go down, a kick out to Amos for three, and he sticks it from left of the circle. Inside out they go, 70-65, Wisconsin with 13 minutes to play. Lewis off the Vassar screen, picked up by Blackwell, high on the left. A throw to Wawaka, top of the circle, hands off to Bradley. Bradley, right lane line, moving in. Crowell cut him off, a feed to Lewis, up over Crowell. No, but a foul on Crowell. That will be the second on Stevie. And the team's fourth. 12:48 remaining, 70-65, Wisconsin. K.J. Lewis back at the free throw line, the sophomore from El Paso, Texas. He shoots two, and he is no good with the first. Caleb Love back in for Arizona, in there for Jaden Bradley. To 65, Wisconsin with 12 minutes and 48 seconds remaining. Lewis missed the first free throw. Second is on the way, and that's good. And the Badgers' lead is 4. Wisconsin has not trailed tonight. Here's Xavier Amos through the motion W to the front court. A pass for Klesman high on the left. Max to the line, down the lane, slips it into Amos, low on the left, and he threw it over the rim. No good. A walk of the rebound. Badgers try to race back. Here's Lewis off the right wing in the lane. Shot blocked by Crowell. Ball is loose. Lewis comes up with it. Kicks it to Caleb Love. Hard left-hand dribble in the lane, up around Crowell. Back rim, no. Tipped out of bounds. It'll belong to Arizona. Ooh.
Something to watch as Caleb Love is 2 of 6. See if he starts pressing a little bit.
Yeah.
It's exactly right where Wisconsin wants to play. You can kind of see his head drop a little bit, not having the game, you know, that he wants to have it. Something to watch over the last 12, 24.
Del Orso, baseline right, will inbound into Caleb Love. He'll launch a three, right corner, around and out, no good. Vassar, the offensive rebound. Baseline right jumper, no rebound, Amos. Outlet to Kamari McGee. Up the right sideline for Wisconsin, around a crowd screen. McGee throwing to Amos. Long three, left of the circle. No good. Rebound loose, and is grabbed by Arizona. Here comes K.J. Lewis. Lewis on the run. McGee got back defensively. Vassar at the top, puts it on the deck against Amos. Turns up left hand, missed, but a foul on Xavier Amos. That'll be his third as we have the under 12 media timeout. Horsepower to amplify your willpower. Capability to kickstart your courage. They're standard in built Ford tough Ford trucks and adventure-ready Ford SUVs. Visit your Wisconsin Ford store today. 11:56 remaining. Wisconsin 70, Arizona 66. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, fall is here and you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems. Ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Basketball fans, Matt's Matt for Brewpub Latte Matzo Pizza here. As much as our Badgers are a staple to our great state of Wisconsin, Brewpub Pizzas are a staple as the in-game meal of choice. Brewpub Pizzas are loaded with quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese, made right here in Wisconsin. Each Brewpub Pizza is a swish of delish. So stop by your local grocer today and snag one and enjoy two of Wisconsin's favorite things, Badger Basketball and Brewpub Pizzas, the ingredients for a great time.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming.
Seconds remaining. Wisconsin 70, Arizona 66. And said this a few times tonight, Butchie. It's one thing to take a lot of threes, which Wisconsin is going to do this season. But man, there have been some quick jacks, not good ball movement, and when you miss those quick threes, you're vulnerable to giving one up at the other end.
Especially
right?
For teams that want to run and go.
Yep.
This is going to be true when they play Michigan State. Other teams at USC,
yep.
When they get out and want to run, when you do that, I don't have a problem with the quantity of threes. I do have a problem with some of the quality of threes, and
yes.
That's what happens. And I think Greg would say the same thing.
Henry Vassar at the free throw line. He has not scored yet tonight. He is 4 of 7 at the foul line through the first two games, and he connects on the first free throw. 70-67, Wisconsin. Badgers have committed 5 fouls, the Wildcats 2 here in this second half. Second free throw for Vassar will bounce in.
Townsend back in.
Yep. That awkward landing, his left leg they were looking at, but he is there. No wrap of any kind on the leg, and he's ready to play on. 70-68, Wisconsin. Badgers have Tanjay, McGee, Klesman, Crowell, and Blackwell on the floor. McGee at the point. Goes to Crowell, left of the circle, turns it, picked up the dribble. The pass to Klesman was denied. Gets it instead to Blackwell, deep left wing, being crowded by Lewis. Driving off the wing is Blackwell. Knocked away, foul called. Del Orso reaching in, and that'll be his second foul and the team's third.
That's why, again, that's why you don't reach down. It looked like it was clean. However, on the foul through, you're always going to get the hand, and that's where it was. So the initial part was ball, but not the foul through. It's a foul.
Rodgers getting their personnel organized here. Blackwell, baseline right, looking to throw it in. Tanjay flashing. The throw goes out to Crowell, right wing. Hands it to Blackwell. Puts it on the deck off the right wing, and he got fouled. That was K.J. Lewis. That is his fourth. Lewis with 10 points tonight, but he's picked up his fourth foul as Jaden Bradley is ready to re-enter.
And that's one of those where, you know, K.J. Lewis is so good defensively that you try to get that, but you just aren't ever going to get that.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, right.
Stay square. Now Wisconsin does a good job of attacking.
Blackwell, baseline right, inbounds to Crowell. Bounces it to McGee, flips to Klesman at the top against Del Orso. Max puts it on the floor, knocked away, foul is called. They get Del Orso. And now Arizona racking up those fouls again. Three on Anthony Del Orso, 70-68 Wisconsin with 11:28 remaining. And Max Klesman will go to the free throw line for a pair of shots. 7 points, three assists, couple of rebounds. He's 2 of 2 at the foul line. First free throw for Max, straight through. First attempt at the line in the second half for Wisconsin after going 23 of 26 in the first half.
This game is so good for this group.
Really is.
I mean, just early on to be tested like this, to have answers like they've had, like it's just such a good situation for this team.
Likewise for Arizona. Next game for the Wildcats will be a home game against Duke. Here's Love driving up the wing in the lane, up around Crowell. That was altered way off the mark. Krivas the rebound. Left block, single coverage. Crowell turns left shoulder, up right hand, around and out, no good. Tanjay the rebound. 72-68 Wisconsin with 11:08 remaining. John Tanjay up the Crowell screen. Three in the air. Money! John Tanjay with 28 points. Timeout, Arizona. 11:01 remaining here in Madison. 30-second timeout taken by the Wildcats. 11:01 to play. 75-68, Wisconsin leading. John Tanjay, have a night, young fella. Well, I guess he's not that young. Have a night, fella.
He's young to us still, so he can be a young fella. But
they're all young.
What he's done,
I mean,
28 right now, 3 of 4 from three. Anytime Arizona's made those runs, it's been John that's come up and knocked down a big-time shot. And again, it started, though, with good defense. You brought it up earlier by Big Steve down low. Walled up, played big that way, forced a tough shot. That tough shot then got Wisconsin down in transition, and that was a good three that you won transition.
Tommy Lloyd using that 30. He has a 30 and a 60 available. Greg Gard has one timeout available. And here comes Jaden Bradley for Arizona with 11 minutes to play. 75-68 Wisconsin. Bradley throwing to Love out between the circles off the Krivas screen. A throwback to Krivas at the top. Here's to Del Orso. Hooks the pass inside. Low on the right. Townsend one pump and the layup is good.
That's a good ATO.
Yes, sir.
By Tommy Lloyd. Call a timeout, you draw the play, and that's the kind of result you want. Really good job.
You got a couple coaches who are really good at that, those after timeouts. Here's Klesman dribbling off the right wing. Stops in the lane. Fadeaway 10-footer is good. Klesman gives Wisconsin the 5-point lead, or the 7-point lead back. Beg your pardon, 77-70 the Badgers. 10:25 remaining. Bradley left-hand dribble. Hands off to Love. Turns a corner. Got by Klesman. Leaning, shooting, right of the lane. Short, no good. Crowell the rebound for Wisconsin. One and out for Arizona. Amari McGee up the floor for the Badgers. Throws to Crowell between the arcs. Sends to Tanjay. A pass for Blackwell. John taking a look. Feeds Crowell. Stevie one dribble. Kills it. He'll throw it to Tanjay with 14 to shoot. 10 minutes to play. Tanjay up the ball screen from Crowell. Tanjay in the lane. Got around. Krivas throws it up. No, but a foul. No fear. John Tanjay somehow wheeling around the 7-2 Mo Krivas, and Tanjay will go to the line for two.
How'd he get through?
I have no idea.
I mean, it's kind of like when there's a cookie around me, I don't know where it goes.
I know, but you find a way.
I don't know where it goes.
You find a way.
All of a sudden it gets through that and it's gone. I don't know.
Like magic.
It's amazing.
That's three fouls on Motieus Krivas. John Tanjay, 13 of 13 at the foul line. Make it 14 of 14. He has 29 points here in the game.
But he didn't settle. Right? In a situation, in a possession where he could have settled and taken a jumper, he put his head down and got to the line. Rolled.
Makes both free throws. His career high, 31. Back in 2021 against Oral Roberts, that was back in Tanjay's days at Colorado State. 79-70 Wisconsin. 9:45 remaining. Del Orso throwing to Bradley out front. Wants a screen from Krivas. He'll get it. And a right elbow jumper is good. A drop coverage there from Stevie. It's 79-72 Wisconsin. 9.5 minutes to play. Here's Klesman on the left wing. Del Orso defended. Max with a right-hand toss for Tanjay, feeding Crowell. Crowell against Krivas, hands off to McGee, off the right wing, kicks it to Tanjay, three in the air, left side, he hit it! Career high for John Tanjay, 10-point lead Wisconsin, 82-72. Here's Krivas, mid-post right, backing on Crowell, turns up right hand, good. Oh, Krivas with eight, 82-74 Wisconsin, 8:57 remaining. John Tanjay with 33 points tonight. He has the ball. Townsend defending. A pass for Klesman high on the left. Whips to Crowell. Rotates McGee. Kamari starts to probe. Steps back. Three on the way. Straight through for Kamari McGee. His second triple. 85-74 Wisconsin. 8:37 remaining. Here's Townsend right of the lane. Runs into Tanjay. Charge is called. .833 to play, 85-74 Wisconsin. Trey Townsend the foul, his third.
And you look at the threes that Wisconsin got. Both of them are Kamari McGee. The first time he drives, he breaks that paint. Townsend helps off of Tanjay, wide open three. The last one is Kamari just comes back and makes a great individual play.
And now Arizona turning up the backcourt pressure. Klesman gets through a double team, feeds it across the midstripe to Blackwell. They've got him pinned along the sideline on a takeaway as Carter Bryant stole it. Here's Love, open three, left side, off the rim short. Rebound to Jaden Bradley. Baseline left, drives to the goal, runs it up, no, but a foul. Again, you see Arizona just heating up Wisconsin now, forcing that turnover. 11-point lead for the Badgers with 8 minutes and 14 seconds to play.
And it starts with that diamond press of what they're doing. But I go back to this yet again, Matt. Caleb Love, 2 of 11, 0 of 4. And you can see he's starting to force it a little bit, which helped. Now, you can't lose him.
Yep.
But some of the shots that Caleb Love is taking are ones that, if you're Wisconsin, that's what you want because you've made them uncomfortable all game long.
And when the Badgers knocked out North Carolina in the tournament in the COVID year, it was a more quiet game for Caleb Love. He was anything but quiet last December. Bradley missed the first free throw. That foul was on John Tanjay, by the way, his first. And now Crowell will come out. Coming back in is Nolan Winter. Krivas sits down. Tobey Awaka back on for Arizona. 85-74 Wisconsin with 8 minutes and 14 seconds to play. Jaden Bradley with 20 points tonight. Missed his first free throw. Second on the way. No good. Rebound. Oh, Blackwell goes to the floor. He got popped to the floor. Foul is called on Awaka. And now the Badgers in the bonus. Free throws coming up, or a 1-1 coming up on team foul number 8. Well, Jaden Bradley is having a heck of a night, but he's scuffling a bit at the foul line, 5 of 9 so far. Now John Blackwell steps to the line, 11 points for him. 8 minutes and 13 seconds to play. Badgers up 11, a 1-1 for Blackwell. Spins the ball in his hands, front end is in and out and back in. 86-74, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin has not trailed this entire game so far. It's been tied for a minute.
Second free throw, Blackwell too long, no good. Bryant the rebound, and they have withstood a couple of very serious runs.
That's what you know what I mean? Like, they've got it close, but they've always had the answer.
Still a lot of time left. Badgers up 12 with 8 minutes to play. Bradley outside left against McGee. Now Tanjay gets him on a switch, a throw to Bryant left wing. He's with John Blackwell. Bryant inside feed, and they get it into Townsend, and he got fouled inside as we come upon the under eight media timeout. As Kamari McGee just picked up his fourth foul. So everybody will catch his and her breath. We'll take a break. FS Envision Seed Corn and FS iSoy Soybeans are proud partners of Wisconsin Athletics. Get the seeds you need from the people you trust. Contact your local FS Envision and iSoy retailer or visit fsseed.com to learn more. 7:54 remaining. Wisconsin 86, Arizona 74. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Wildlife around the globe needs help. And when you help protect them, you become a friend of the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. A real friend. The kind of friend you want to thank. And not just with a card or a text, but with a song.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again.
Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend.
From your friends at the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance, thank you for helping protect wildlife around the globe. Without you, there's no them. Learn more at sdzwa.org/friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
Action! When I grow up, I want to be a director. Because they get to talk to everybody about everything. They get to make cool movies and dance music videos.
If your child is sick over and over again, it could be PI, a defect of the immune system that affects millions. Early testing can give children a chance to dream.
And when I'm a director, I get to say, lights, camera, action.
For more information, visit the Jeffrey Modell Foundation at info4pi.org.
That's a wrap.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
54 seconds to play, Wisconsin 86, Arizona 74. Trey Townsend at the free throw line for a 1-1. Townsend with 14 points tonight. Front end is good. Mentioned a transfer from Oakland, the Horizon League Player of the Year. They made some magic last March in the NCAA tournament, knocking out Kentucky. Second free throw, Townsend is around the rim and out, no good. Rebound, Nolan Winter. He's out there with Tanjay, Blackwell, Janicki, and Klesman. 86-75 Wisconsin, 7:43 remaining. John Blackwell dribbling out front, a toss for Klesman, high on the left. Winter the screen, Max will use it left wing. Sends it back out to Blackwell, took a look, turned it down, seven to shoot. Now he'll take the three, left side, off the rim short, rebound Jaden Bradley. And he'll push it up the middle of the front court for Arizona, right lane line, whistle, foul called on Janicki, just could not get there in time. And for Jack, that'll be his second foul. And number eight on Wisconsin, so a one and up two shot foul, beg your pardon.
Last possession offensively. How many sides of the floor did they get?
Yeah.
Not nearly enough. Yep. And then it resulted in the step back three. Again, you got to get multiple sides on this Arizona defense. They don't want to guard for the full 30.
Jaden Bradley, 5 of 9 at the foul line tonight. And make it 5 of 10 as the first bounce out. No good. A.J. Lewis in for Carter Bryant. Stephen Crowell in for Nolan Winter. 11-point lead, Wisconsin. 7 minutes and 22 seconds remaining. Second free throw coming up for Jaden Bradley, the 6'3 junior. On the way, and that's off the rim, off the right side iron, no. Townsend battling for it, a whistle, and a foul called inside. I'll give Townsend credit. Keeping that possession alive as Bradley can't buy a free throw right now. They get John Tanjay with his second foul, and the team's ninth. Yeah, replay up on the board. That's the reaction you're getting from the crowd. Trey Townsend, a 1-1 front end is good. Stations, we owe you an ID. We'll take one as soon as we can. 86-76 Wisconsin. 7 minutes and 20 seconds to play. Second free throw coming up for Trey Townsend on the way, and that's good. And they take advantage.